Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Now we go to the opening commodity market report. Here is AM 580 and Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:32, down 6 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5:83, down 5 3/4 on the open. December, 6:31, down 6 1/2. March of 2010, 6:47, down 5 on the open. May corn opened at 4:19, down 1/2 on the open. July, 4:25, down 1 1/2. September, 4:34 1/2, down 1. December, 4:46, down 1 1/4. March of 2010, 4:56, down 1 3/4. May, 4:63 3/4, down 2. July of 2010, 4:70 3/4, down 2 1/4 on the open. July beans opened 11:27, down 1 on the open. August, 10:82, down 3. November, 9:80, down 1 1/2. January of 2010, 9:83, down 4. March, 9:80, down 3. May, 9:75 1/2, down 1 1/2 on the open. Go out to November of 2010, 9:34, down 3 on the open. May soybean meal opened at $3.79, up $5 last on the open. July, $3.50, $3.50, up a dollar. July soybean oil opened at $38.80, down 36 on the open. June live cattle opened at $82.80, up 30 on the open. May feeders, $99.05, up 10. May lean hog, $61.90, up 32 1/2. And May pork belly, $76.57 1/2. Down 1 42 1/2 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
You liked corn last week to the upside. You still like it there?
Yes, I do. We are, though, terribly overbought. So anytime we get into this overbought category, I'm looking over my shoulders all the time. And, you know, the weather guys still have rain in the forecast, but they do at least offer some hope of some drier-type weather. We are in a weather market, so you do have to kind of, you know, factor that into your technical opinions. But I do like the corn action, we kind of got to go one day at a time on that.
We had a good spike in open interest yesterday and made new highs for the week while we were at it. Are you thinking that we consolidate into the weekend, looking at the weather, and maybe come back Sunday night with something?
We could very well be. And that might be where we're at. We're going to maybe try to get into a breather category. I do know that guys are, at the edge of their seat. But it is May 14th. And, you know, if there's kind of been a magic date over the years that I've observed watching markets, it's kind of like May 20th. So, you know, I think next week, next Wednesday, next Thursday, maybe when I talk to you again, it's real critical that the gates open up for some corn planting to start taking place, or I think the market could kind of get into an hysteria-type situation, because I can only say from years back, May 20th is when the trade kind of sizes up crop potentials, whether it's too dry or too wet, you know, because we do begin to maybe take a chance at losing some corn acres. Now, I know guys will probably argue with me, but I don't think we've lost any corn acres yet. Now, we're on the verge of it, but most of the fellows that I have visited with, while they would rather not, they will plant corn all the way into June. There's been several years that we've had good corn crops, you know, with June plantings, but I know nobody wants to plant in June, but we will plant into that June time frame.
In a hysteria scenario, is the January highs in play then?
Sure. The first target that I have on first moderate target here would be 442 July, which is, you know, a little less than 20 cents up. And then right away, within a nickel, then that's going to be the January high on July corn. Same thing here on Dease corn. The initial target that I have that I'm kind of looking at here, about 460, give or take a few pennies. You meet that, then the next target then would be that January high at 472.
All right, then let's think for a moment that the weather will give us an open window of 3 or 4 days, middle of next week into the weekend, and the planters roll like heck, and we get 30 or 40% into the ground in Illinois and Indiana. What will traders think then?
Well, they would definitely be relieved. I don't think that necessarily turns the picture super bearish, but I do think it would take the edge off of a super bullish supply situation, and the market would be ripe then for maybe, you know, a setback. Just looking at Dease corn here, you could probably fall back into the 420s pretty easy, and then we kind of go from there. I mean, we still have a long ways to go before this crop is harvested. So, you know, even though we did get a good chunk of the crop planted, but that's the first thing the market's looking at right now is, you know, are we going to get this crop planted somewhat reasonably here, or at least get it planted during May, and how much of it's going to maybe get planted in June?
And how do you measure that 420, sort of the midpoint of the wedge that we've been
way
into?
Well, there's kind of a consolidation phase here between 417 and 433, yeah. And that's where we'd initially fall back to. That would also be maybe the top of the triangle formation. A lot of times the chart, when you break out of a triangle formation or a lot of different type of formations, you will then fall back to the point of breakout, and then if it's a valid breakout, then you would resume in the direction of the breakout. So when I'm looking at this December corn chart, I would say that we broke out kind of at the 4.25 area, so we could easily fall back to the point of breakout.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, where I'm looking at the July at the moment. We're continuing to trend sideways with a slightly higher bias, seems to me. We're still trending up.
We're trending up, and where we're at, I had a 1144 on this July bean, and I guess yesterday we had a high of 41. Today we're sitting here about, I guess, a high here about 36.
So, close enough for mission accomplished, I
suppose. So, yeah, we've accomplished that upside target. This is also the top end of a parallel line drawn off of the early December low and the early March low. So when you look at it from a big picture point of view, we're at the top end of a sideways to higher trend that we had been in. Now, this is a wide range. It's a, you know, it's a range of $8 to $10. So it's a $2.50 trading range, but we are in a sideways to higher type range. And the beans, you know, do look like they're kind of touchy. I think that the bean market's at the point where, you know, if we got one more good rain through the corn belt, like a 2-inch or something like that, that would push corn plantings way into June and really run the risk of losing corn acres in the Corn Belt, the bean market could roll over quite easily, because at some point in time, you're going to get into the point that, man, we're going to bean acres are going to jump up 5 or 6 million, and you're going to have a lot of beans available at some point in time this fall. And what you'll see is cancellations of the old crop beans on anticipation that they'll be able to buy the new beans cheaper. So you got to be careful of that kind of situation.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3.